Hey everyone, it is Caroline here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of the Amazon Warrior Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here because today we're going to be talking about my top strategies on how to get through an injury without going crazy. Now, in this episode, I'm just going to be sharing my experience and my tips, and I hope that it may give you some helpful strategies that you can use next time you encounter an injury yourself, or perhaps you can give these tips to a friend or a loved one who may benefit from it. Hello and welcome to the Amazon Warrior Podcast. My name is Caroline, founder of Amazon Warrior, personal trainer, self-taught blogger, and lover of all things healthy. I have a passion for living life to the full and doing everything I can to achieve optimal health, well-being, and happiness so that I can live each day to the fullest and deliver you this podcast filled with inspiration and motivation. The Amazon Warrior Podcast follows my journey of finding the best habits to stay healthy, happy, active, youthful, and present in the moment, whilst enjoying the things that make life worth living. Follow my journey as I share ideas, tips, concepts, and practices on all areas of life, such as enhancing the body for optimal performance, dealing with physical injuries, body image issues, mindset, motivation, anxiety, sleep, home remedies, stress management, and spirituality. Learn the exact practices that I have put in place to live a healthy and happy life. Now, if you are someone that wants to learn how to live a healthier and happier life, and wants to get inspiration from a fellow health nut, you are in the right place. Follow my journey to live your healthiest life yet. Now let the show begin. If you are someone like me that loves to be active outdoors, in the gym or on the sporting field, the chances are likely that you've encountered a physical injury yourself or that you may know someone who's recently had a physical injury. Whatever it is that we do, any kind of physical activity usually puts the body under stress. Like when we do physical activity, we are asking our bodies to perform at a higher than usual cardio performance rate, or we ask it to lift a heavier weight than what we are used to. Obviously, this is known as progressive overload, and this is how we gain strength. But whether you've had an injury yourself or whether you know someone with an injury, I firmly believe that learning how to deal with an injury is an important part of a healthy, balanced, and active lifestyle. Because, as you may know, injuries can be truly devastating and they can be debilitating, not just physically, but really more so mentally. So I'm going to be giving you 9 strategies on how to get through an injury without going crazy. So here is strategy number 1. Take the blow, but be pragmatic. As you may gather, this title comes from my boxing background. Obviously, when you get hit, you are stunned and you want to know what to do about it or what you could have done to avoid that blow. So let's talk about being pragmatic. The first time that I encountered a physical injury, I had no idea on how to deal with it. I really had no idea. I was disappointed, I was sad, I was frustrated. I was angry as well, and I felt really down because I couldn't hang out with my usual gym crew, I couldn't do my usual routine, and I couldn't hang out at the gym that had become my second home. So that was a little bit frustrating, but instead of going crazy with your emotions and frustrations, try this approach. Assess and analyze your situation and be pragmatic. Look at where you are, what you can do, what you can't do, and where you are going next. Like, you gotta be smart and make a plan for yourself. Instead of just being sad about it and sobbing by yourself in your room, go outdoors and go and do something else. Make a plan. Because really, an injury is not the end of the world. Like, have a look around you and have a look at how many people actually can't even physically move because they just can't. Or look at the amount of people that are malnourished or haven't even got a roof above their head. Part of being pragmatic is to get a proper diagnosis as well, which brings me to strategy number 2, get a professional diagnosis. Often, you know, people will tell me that they have a sore knee or a sore shoulder or a sore wrist. They've got an injury, but they've never really had it looked at. They don't really quite know what the injury was, or they thought it was torn, but they don't have any idea of how bad the tear was or what can be done about it to help the injury heal. To me, my health means everything. This means that I want to look after it, I want to do the best I can to stay healthy, stay active, and train for longevity so that in 5, 10, or 20 years from now that I can still function optimally and feel well and feel energetic. So I believe that once you've got an injury or once the trauma or an accident has happened, the best thing to do is to go and see your GP. Obviously, it depends on the type of injury you have, because if you've encountered a more serious acute injury, such as a dislocated shoulder, it's probably best idea to go and see hospital straight away. Anyway, whatever it is that you do, go and see a professional. So go and see your general practitioner, go and see your sports medicine doctor, and get a proper assessment. Get a referral for an x-ray, an MRI, or an ultrasound. Obviously, this is depending on the injury, you know, that depends on what sort of diagnostic imaging you'll be referred to. But at least that way you can get your injury properly assessed by a professional. Because from the outside, we can assess and we can, you know certain things. We can understand what range of motion we can or can't do. But with our human eye, unfortunately, we can't really look into the body, which is why you get to do diagnostic imaging. Then once you have the outcome, you know what you're up against and you know your diagnosis. And that way you can start working on a plan moving forward. So to give you an example, last year when I had excruciating lower back pain, I couldn't even move, I couldn't turn in bed, I couldn't put on my own shoes, I couldn't get dressed by myself. I was in so much pain. So my sports medicine doctor referred me to get an MRI done. And then we discovered that I had a double disc bulge of the L5 and S1 disc. Now, obviously, finding out about this news was pretty devastating. Like, I was really sad. But on the other hand, I was quite relieved because I knew what was, so to say, wrong with me and what had to be done moving forward. So I knew what activities to avoid and what exercises and what treatments to implement instead. Which brings me to the third point, or the third strategy, which is about making a realistic plan and adjusting your activities. So just to stick with my disc bulge injury, I was doing weights in the gym 3 times a week. I was doing yoga 2x a week, and I would go outside for a walk 4 or 5 times a week. Now, obviously, when I was in this amount of pain, I had to adjust my activities. I had to make a plan because I wasn't able to do what I was used to. And that's okay. You've just got to be smart about it and make a realistic plan. So what I did, instead of doing all that load of training, I changed it up. I did sauna and a hot water tub and just a walking activity. That was basically it. I couldn't really do much more. And that's the thing. As long as you've got a plan and as long as you know what you're up against, you can move forward, and that's okay. A few years back, I was doing a lot of training in the gym. I was preparing for bodybuilding and I was doing weights 2x a day. And on top of that, I was doing an hour cardio. And because I was feeling so fit and healthy, I was also really enjoying practicing handstands because that was something fun, something new, and something challenging. But soon enough, after doing shoulders 2 or 3 times a week and doing a lot of overhead movements and a lot of handstands, my shoulder started to give way. It wasn't really doing what it was supposed to do, and it was very painful. I had a burning sensation and then learned that I had tendinopathy in there, which is also known as tendonitis. And this is, you know, very painful. It results in pain and swelling and obviously impaired function. And it wasn't fun. But what I did is I looked at where I was at, what I had to do, and what I had to change. And it was very simple. I looked back through my training journal and I realized, I was doing too much shoulder work. And that's very simple. So instead of continuing with what I was doing and training through the pain, which is something I certainly don't recommend, I made an adjustment to my activities. Instead of doing all that shoulder work, I included some rehab. And I was focusing on strengthening the weaknesses and the smaller muscle groups around the area, which helped stabilize the larger muscle group. And on top of focusing on strengthening the weaknesses, I was also focusing on including some allied health treatments. And this brings me to strategy number four, is to get professional allied health treatments. When I first encountered some of my injuries, I was a bit stubborn and I thought that I was able to manage it all myself until, for example, my lower back pain was too excruciating and I had nowhere else to go but to reach out for professional allied health services. And a lot of painkillers, unfortunately, as well. But anyway, that set aside, I turned to an acupuncturist and chiropractor who was absolutely fabulous in helping me get better. I really had tried everything at that stage. I'd done physiotherapy treatment for my back. I've been taking painkillers, anti-inflammatory treatment. I'd done hyperbaric oxygen treatment, IV therapy. And it wasn't until I tried acupuncture that the pain was actually going away. I couldn't believe it. But I'm so glad I tried it. Yeah, depending on the injury that you've got, you may benefit from things like physiotherapy, acupuncture, chiropractic treatment, hot and cold water treatment, hyperbaric oxygen treatment, cryotherapy, or perhaps IV hydration. And this is the thing, you've got to focus on your own body and you've got to find out what works for you. Because like I said, what works for me may not work for you, and each injury is different. And we all respond differently to injuries. So you've got to find out what works for you. Now, to go and see your allied health professional, you may need a referral from your GP. You may not. It depends on who you're going to see and what's prescribed for you. So my GP prescribed me some great anti-inflammatory tablets and referred me to a specialist physiotherapist. At the time, it really helped, but like I said, it wasn't until I went to see the acupuncturist that I was really relieved from a lot of pain. Now, speaking of pain, obviously what helps when you are in a lot of pain is to take your medication and your supplements, which brings me to strategy number five, which is all about actually taking your medication and your supplements, and not just take it when you're in pain, but to actually take them as prescribed. Now, this one's an interesting one because I'm somebody that likes to be as natural as possible in the sense that I prefer not to have any drugs in my body where possible. But like I mentioned, when I had my very, very sore lower back, I was unable to move. Like, I could not function. So I had to take Celebrex for anti-inflammatory purposes. And I had to take a lot of painkillers as well. And I'm very glad that those drugs are actually out there to help me, because without it, I don't think I could have made it through. Like, I was in a lot of pain and I was unable to function as I wanted to. So I'm very thankful that I did take that at the time. But I did also supplement with a natural supplement of turmeric tablets of 3000 milligram strength. And I was also taking gelatin powder. Now, gelatin powder is good for gut health whilst you're on medication, but it also helps with supple joints and ligaments. Now, gelatin powder, and just a little side note here, this is not the jelly that you buy in the supermarket that is filled with all these colorings and sugar. Yeah, obviously there you can take jelly, but you always make sure you buy the low sugar one. But the gelatin powder that I'm talking about is basically ground up bones and hooves and other animal parts that are rich in gelatin and that help the body naturally recover and stay supple. So I use this, I buy it at a health food store. You can get it online or you can go to something like Evelyn Fay or Chemist Warehouse and get your gelatin powder. Now, I take my gelatin powder as a supplement in any liquid. So I would add it to my coffee, to my tea, or to my hot porridge in the morning. And I would also add a scoop of gelatin powder to my smoothies. Because this way it was just super easy to add in a little bit of extra natural goodness to my daily nutritional intake. Tip number six to get through an injury without going crazy is to get more sleep. Now, I know it's easier said than done, but getting more sleep might actually aid your recovery. Your body is now in convalescence, so it's really time to look after yourself. Here is why. Basically, there are two key reasons why quality sleep can aid your recovery. Firstly, sleep is crucial for building muscle mass and for banishing muscle soreness. Because during your sleep, especially phase 3 of your non-REM sleep, your body naturally releases the human growth hormone, or HGH. Now, this hormone stimulates growth and cell regeneration, and it also aids protein synthesis. Disruption to your sleeping patterns can actually alter the release of human growth hormone, because it is generally during the early stages of sleep that is when HGH is at its highest concentration in the body. And this is when the majority of muscle growth and repair occurs. So when there is a lack of HGH production, this can negatively impact your health and fitness goals, as your muscles are unable to repair after your workout or after an injury, so it may take longer for the body to recover. Secondly, sustaining a quality 7 to 9 hours sleep a night allows your brain to fully rest and recover. And I know each of us are different, but I would say that the average person needs about 8 hours of quality sleep. Even though you may think that physical activity is all about the body, it's actually also about the brain, because any type of physical activity requires the ability to process information quickly, and you also require mental alertness to perform at your best. So without quality sleep, your brain function is limited. Your reaction times might be slower, your energy levels might be lower, and the risk of injury might be higher. By achieving REM sleep for the recommended 1.5 to 2.5 hours a night, it allows your brain to fully replenish its energy stores, and therefore you can maintain a clear, focused, and most of all, motivated and positive mind. If you are somebody that tracks their sleep with your Fitbit or your Apple Watch, or perhaps you have an Oura Ring, you can actually see your sleep cycles. You can see how much REM sleep you're getting, how much deep sleep you are getting, and you can also see the amount of light sleep that you are getting. Now, to improve your REM sleep, first of all, you've got to know what you currently are at. So if you can, open up your app and have a look at the amount of REM sleep that you are currently getting. That way, you will know whether you need to improve it, whether you need to pay attention to that, or whether you are getting the recommended hours of sleep. A very simple tip to try and get more REM sleep is to find creative outlets for stress. So if stress is consuming your life, it can impede on your ability to get a proper deep rest. Like, some people like, obviously, working out, but other people like to write a journal or practice meditation or gratitude. Or perhaps you could try a wind down session of yoga just before you go to bed, some gentle stretches whilst listening to some soothing, relaxing music. And perhaps you like aromatherapy to manage your stress appropriately. Another simple tip to keep in mind when you're trying to get a good sleep is to be mindful of your beverage intake. Now, I'm not just referring to alcoholic beverages, but I'm talking about hydration in general. Obviously, hydration during the day is super essential to keep the body healthy, but most importantly is to stay away from drinks, like whether this is water or alcohol, at least 3 hours before bed, because that way you try and empty your bladder before you go to bed. That way you reduce the number of wake-ups during the night. Anyway, those were two tips to improve your REM sleep. If you want to know a little bit more, subscribe to the newsletter or send me a direct message and I'll send you my free ebook to sleep better tonight. This has got 30 pages filled with information and my secret sleep recipe, including lots of tips and tricks and a brilliant evening routine to get you off into a beautiful sleep. Alrighty, this brings us to tip number 7, to get through an injury without going crazy. And this is about improving your nutrition. Now that you have this injury, perhaps you have a little bit more time to focus your energy elsewhere. And perhaps it's time for you to focus on your nutrition, because proper nutrition will help you reach optimal recovery. Because you've got to ensure that your body is refueled, rehydrated, and that it can rebuild. Now, as you know, nutrition, unfortunately, isn't a one-size-fits-all process. But rather than that, it's finding the right balance of, you know, carbs, proteins, and your other essential nutrients. And this is obviously all dependent on your fitness level, your training duration, your training intensity, your body weight, your age, your gender, and obviously your lifestyle. You've got to find out what works for you. By ensuring that the body has the right building blocks to refuel, rebuild, and rehydrate, this has numerous positive benefits, including better recovery, less muscle soreness, increased muscle synthesis, and long-term better performance. And truly, you know, finding the right balance of carbohydrates, proteins, and other nutrients that work for you
will amplify your recovery process. So to give you an idea, here's what I do to aid my nutrition. Obviously, I aim to eat a healthy diet. I have at least 3 meals a day. Depending on the day and whether I work or train or whether I'm busy or not busy, I'll try and ensure that I have 3 to 4 protein shakes or some protein bars. And on top of that, I will have 2 scoops of Switch Superfood, which is like a super greens with all the omegas, 3, 6, and 9s. It's got some great spirulina to help recovery as well as overall health and well-being. Gives me energy, keeps my skin healthy, makes me feel good. And to ensure that I have my daily mineral intake, I will take the colloidal minerals, which is a liquid. It's a plant-based supplement. You keep it in the fridge. Some people say it tastes like battery acid, which I disagree with. But if you don't like the taste of it, you can simply just add it into your smoothie. And a smoothie is really my favorite go-to meal because I can put all the supplements I need into the one drink. I have a Ninja blender. I simply add my protein, my Switch superfood, my greens, my minerals. I add fresh spinach and kale as well as fresh berries like blueberries, strawberries. And then I'll add some coconut water and blend it all up. And there you go, superfood shake just in your hand. It's so simple, so quick, and it's super duper yummy as well. And now that you are injured, you may have more time on your hands. So perhaps you'd like to get creative and try out some new recipes in the kitchen. If you need some inspiration, head on over to my blog. There's some great simple recipes that you can try out. And this really brings me to tip number 8, which is to switch things up and redirect your energy. Even though it may seem like the end of the world when you are injured, there are still ways you can get physically active. Like, for example, if you have a shoulder injury, you can still train legs, you can still train abs, and most importantly, you can still get active outdoors. Go for a nice walk along the beach or catch up for a hike with friends. And like I mentioned earlier, now really is the time to start looking after you. Go and do the things you enjoy or get creative, try something new. Try a new recipe or try something creative like painting or perhaps, depending on your injury, you might still be able to do some yoga or stretching or mobility work. Or perhaps you've always wanted to try meditation, but you've never made the time for it. Well, you know what? Now is the time to try something new. Not only will this help to keep you busy, you know, it keeps your mind occupied. It gives you something nice, something fun to look forward to. And, you know, it feels good when you try something new and you're like, wow, look at me. I've done this. I've, you know, made this painting or I've cooked this great meal. But also things like yoga or stretching or mobility or meditation or looking after your nutrition, all these areas of life will help with your recovery. Now, if you are out of action for a few weeks, perhaps due to injury like a surgery or due to other circumstances, there are still ways you can get active and get involved with physical activity. When I was unable to train for 2 months due to major sepsis and when I was in coma, I was really struggling. I was going through the ups and downs emotionally. It was an absolute roller coaster. I struggled so bad. I wasn't able to do much, really. I was able to walk 800 meters, which took me 20 minutes. Now, to me, that was absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, that set aside, what I did was I redirected my energy. So instead of feeling really sorry for myself and instead of sulking about the fact that I was unable to do the things that I took for granted, it was really time to shift that energy. So for me, I started to learn about other areas of movement and physical activity. I started to learn more about biohacking. I started to learn more about mindfulness and meditation. And most importantly, I picked up some really cool books on business and I learned a whole lot more. And all this energy has really actually moved me to bring this podcast to you. So I'm super excited that I've gone through this and that I've learned all these new things. Because if I did not go through, like if I hadn't gone through that episode of difficulty, I would have never got to where I am right now. And trust me, I know how hard it can be to be unable to do physical activity and to not, you know, see your gym friends and hang out with them. But really, there are a few other things you can try to shift your energy. Here are some ideas. Grab a journal and practice gratitude. Practice gratitude the first thing when you wake up in the morning, or you can do this when you go to bed. Simply write down three things that you are grateful for. Like I said, instead of me being super sad about the fact that I could only walk 800 meters in 20 minutes, I shifted my focus and instead I focused on the fact that I was actually able to walk. I was so extremely grateful that I was able to walk because when I came out of a coma, I couldn't move nothing. I was unable to do anything by myself. And on top of that, I realized that there are a lot of people in this world that actually can't walk at all or can't walk much. So that shift of mindset and that expression of gratitude really helped me through the difficult time. Now, another thing you could try is meditation. I know the first thing you'll probably think is, oh, I'm too busy for meditation, or my mind doesn't stop, or I can't sit still. I know, because you know what? I've been there too. But I do still try and practice meditation by using a guided meditation app. So if you don't have an app, you can go to YouTube. It's totally free. Simply type in guided meditation and you can find hundreds and hundreds of free guided meditation tracks. So you can do this when you lay in bed or when you sit on your couch. Just try it. There's a 5-minute meditation or you can do a 10-minute meditation. Just try it out and see what works for you. Another thing you can do is try journaling. Like instead of just focusing on writing down your gratitude, focus on writing down your thoughts or why you feel down or why you feel disappointed or why you're so hard on yourself. Write down your thoughts. Write down the good things, the bad things, what you have learned, what you are looking forward to, what goals you are setting, who you are, who do you want to be, what are you going to learn this year, what are you going to contribute. There's plenty of things you can do in your journal. Or perhaps if you don't like writing, why don't you pick up a new book? You don't have to spend a lot of money on a book. You can just go to the secondhand store, like St. Vinny's or St. Paul's, whatever they're called, and you can pick up a book for very cheap, maybe $2 or $3. I recently picked up 4 really good books. One of them was Tim Ferriss' The 4-Hour Workweek, and it only cost me $2. I was so happy. Some other things that you can do to shift your energy is to listen to motivational talks on, for example, TED Talks, or go to YouTube or Spotify and learn more about people like David Goggins, Ben Greenfield, or listen to things like Fearless Motivation. Or learn more about health and fitness by listening to Dave Asprey or David Sinclair, or perhaps you like learning more about Brené Brown. Whatever it is, now really is the time to try something new and to shift your energy. And this brings me to the final point for today, which is 9, stay connected and seek social support. Now, if you are somebody like me that absolutely loves physical activity, loves the social connection in the gym or at an acro gym, it is so vital to keep going to these places. When all of a sudden you are injured, you may start to feel very lonely and sad and isolated. Now, having these feelings is normal, but the thing is, you can combat this by staying social, by staying socially connected. Yeah, you can just go to the gym and hang out with your friends. Like, I used to do weekly boxing sessions, and then I got injured and I wasn't able to train, and it was absolutely not fun. Like, I was really sad and upset about it, but you know what? I still went to the training sessions because I enjoyed watching my friends train and I motivated them and it still made me feel part of the crew. And the fact is, your friends are there to help you through the injury and to support you. I know, there's no way around it. Injuries suck, full stop. But just remember that it is all about the way you respond to them that will determine the outcome. So just be patient with yourself, be kind to yourself, and focus on shifting that energy towards other positive things. Maintain that social connection and look after yourself. Make sure you get enough sleep, nourish your body, mind, and spirit. I hope this episode has been helpful to you and that it inspired you and gave you a little bit of a pep talk. Whether you are nursing an injury at the moment or whether you know somebody that may benefit from this, please share this, leave a comment, and let me know what your best tip is to get through an injury. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening through to the end of this episode. I hope this content has brought you some value. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on iTunes or leave a comment on YouTube or Facebook or wherever you listen to this podcast.
To stay connected, subscribe to my email list for a weekly inspirational roundup email containing helpful tips on health, well-being, and living your healthiest life yet.